And people in post-Katrina New Orleans weren't just struggling for housing, food, and medical care. They also fought to keep their culture alive, especially their music. The Dirty Dozen Brass Band is internationally famous for its unmistakable New Orleans jazz sound. After Hurricane Katrina, the band found itself looking for ways to express the pain and hope of the people of New Orleans. The result? A remake of Marvin Gaye's classic, What's Going On? The band's leader, Roger Lewis, spoke with NPR's Tony Cox.
So here we are, new music sort of to put the soul back together and to try to help people rebuild. Is that right?
Yep.
Why this music? Why Marvin Gaye's classic?
Well, you know, really been talking about doing Marvin Gaye's music for, I guess, a few years now. And when Katrina hit, you know, like, it was a perfect, I guess, perfect time to do it because it's like, what's going on? What's going on with the federal government? What's going on with the state government, you know, after the storm hit? And not only that, what's going on in the world? All these wars and whatnot. You know, it's like, what is going on?
What is really happening?
Now,
from a musical standpoint, when you look back at the songs that are on here, and this isn't just the title track from What's Going On, but it's all of it. It looks like it's all of the songs from that seminal album. What stands out for you as the song that comes closest to making the point that you wanted to make?
What's going on?
What's going on?
What's going on when all them guns is drawn? Here's a memo. Remember, there's a few wars going on. A couple overseas and on my front lawn. When common sense was common and now it's all gone. What's going on? And that's going on. And what's going on? And that's
now,
going
when
on.
I listen to that, now this features Chuck D.
Uh-huh.
Now this is completely different than the way Marvin Gaye put that song together. So tell me how you agreed upon this approach.
Well, you know, it was quite amazing, you know,
because killing.
It was like total improvisation. Everybody had input, so it was quite amazing how all of it came together. We just did bits and pieces. We created, well, like me myself personally, I'm a baritone player, so I created all my baritone parts, took some of the riffs that were in the song, and we juggled that and put that together. And
it's almost like sampling, wasn't it?
Yeah, I mean...
Almost.
Yeah, almost like sampling, but everybody had input.
Mm-hmm.
It was like a created effort to do this, because I was wondering how in the world we was going to pull it off, myself, personally speaking.
Well, I'll tell you, from listening to it, creative is a good word for it. It's interesting. At first, you know, you hear it, it's a little bit of a shock to the system, okay?
Yep.
To be straight with you.
All right.
But then it's like, okay, I'm feeling that. There's another cut I want to talk about, Roger, on here. Because, after all, you are the Dirty Dozen Brass Band.
Yes, we are.
And you are associated with a certain sound coming out of New Orleans and the second line and all of that. And there's a tune on here that has that feel to it, although it's a Marvin tune. I'm talking about Holy, Holy.
Holy, Holy, Holy. Yeah, it's like almost like a dirge.
Almost, right, right.
It's, you know, like what we do at a funeral, you know, like as the body is coming out the church, as they're bringing the body out the church, you play a song, a slow dirge kind of a feeling. It's that kind of spiritual feeling that you get when you hear that particular piece. And I think that's what we had in mind, you know,
mm-hmm.
because it's a part of the culture of New Orleans music.
So, Roger, what happened to your house, man?
Well, my mother's house, we had about 15 feet of water that covered the entire house, you know. And the house that I live in, we had about 5 to 6 feet of water in it.
Hmm.
So, I mean, you know, it destroyed everything in the house.
Really? You lose instruments?
Oh,
too?
Instruments.
Oh, man.
A lot of family history, you know, for his pictures and important documents and stuff like that. Like I was telling a guy the other day, I have an 8-year-old daughter. I can't even show my daughter a picture of me when I was a baby.
Oh, man.
You know, and like a lot of the pictures that I had when I first started playing music, all that history, You know, because I kept a record of every stage of my musical career,
right,
even up until now. All that's lost and gone, you know.
It's great. I wish you guys all the best success with this. It's been a number of years that your band has been around making great music. Where do you think this will fit in the line of music that you've produced?
I think it's a very, very good CD. I mean, of course, we jazz musicians, so
right.
It's going to be a little different from maybe what people are used to hearing, you know, because when you're a jazz musician, you're steady creating, you know.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's like painting a picture. I mean, you know, you really have to sit down and really listen to all the little intricate things that's happened within the music. So I think it's going to be a classic CD.
That was Roger Lewis, the leader of the Dirty Dozen Brass Band, speaking earlier this year with NPR's Tony Cox.